And President Obama weighed in on the situation in Gaza this morning. He said he's dispatching Secretary of State John Kerry to the region to push for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
The work will not be easy. Obviously, there are enormous passions involved in this and some very difficult strategic issues involved. Nevertheless, I've asked John to do everything he can to help facilitate a cessation of hostilities. We don't want to see any more civilians getting killed.
Well, joining us for more is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. And Ron, lots to get to because we want to talk to you also about the plane crash in Ukraine and the diplomacy there and also what's happening along the border with Mexico. But first, let's get to Gaza. And Secretary of State was on some of the Sunday talk shows yesterday. And on Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace, the host of that show, played a clip of Kerry on his cell phone with an open mic before the interview began. Here it is.
It's a hell of a pinpoint operation. It's a hell of a pinpoint operation.
Right. It's escalating for ceasefire.
We've got to get over there.
Yep.
Thank you, John. I think, John, we ought to go tonight. I think it's crazy to be sitting around.
And Ron Elving, he is going today to the region. But what can we glean from that moment accidentally caught on tape?
Jeremy, I think we can glean from that that the secretary has been disturbed at the rapid escalation of what had been advertised initially on the Israeli side as a pinpoint operation or as a very limited incursion, something along the lines of the last couple of times that the Israelis have gone into Gaza and tried to deal with, as Netanyahu calls them, the rocketeers, the people firing rockets into Israel's territory. But clearly, the goals here have grown, have expanded. Their focus really seems to be on the tunnelers, the people who are coming through these tunnels and into Israel and making strikes into the homeland that way from the Israeli standpoint. And that is perhaps as much or a greater, if not quite so visible, a concern for the Israeli people. And then finally, beyond that, there is a tremendous degree of impatience here among some of the elements of the Netanyahu cabinet and many people in the country, not all the people in the country, but many people really want to go in and deal with Hamas in some kind of permanent way, if permanent is a word that can be used in this part of the world. And that is perhaps the ultimate goal of this incursion, and the secretary is concerned about that.
Well, how much sway does the secretary have? Does the U.S. have right now in this region with Secretary Kerry going over there? Is he going to be able to get what he wants out of both sides?
It's instructive that he is not heading directly to Israel or to Gaza, for that matter. Not that one would expect him to go directly into the war zone, but it's instructive that he's heading for Cairo. It's a bit of a bank shot. We're going to the Egyptians. We're hoping that, as was the case in 2012 when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton went to meet with the Morsi government, that perhaps some kind of influence can be worked through the Egyptian government to influence Hamas and make them more willing to come to the table. Now, of course, you remember last week there was the offer of a ceasefire. There was a call for a ceasefire.
Yeah.
The Israelis said they were glad to have a ceasefire, but Hamas did not want to respond, at least not initially. And it's hard to find who the correct person is to talk to in Hamas in any given moment.
Ron, let's turn to the escalating politics surrounding the crash of the Malaysia Airlines flight in eastern Ukraine. John Kerry also speaking out about this yesterday. He was on NBC's Meet the Press, and he told David Gregory, host of that program, that he says there's powerful evidence that pro-Russian separatists did shoot the plane down. Let's listen.
There's a stacking up of evidence here, which Russia needs to help account for. We are not drawing the final conclusion here, but there is a lot that points at the need for Russia to be responsible.
President Obama also spoke about this once again today. Here's what he said.
These Russian-backed separatists are removing bodies from the crash site, oftentimes without the care that we would normally expect from a tragedy like this. And this is an insult to those who've lost loved ones. It's the kind of behavior that has no place in the community of nations.
Ronnie also talked about how those actions that he was discussing, he called them not decent. I'm just wondering how far President Obama can push the escalating rhetoric and what specifically he can ask, if anything, Russian President Vladimir Putin to do.
Specifically, he has asked Putin to insist, that's the word he used, that the separatists, whatever we want to call them in eastern Ukraine, the Russian sympathizers, the people who most of us assume are listening to Vladimir Putin, insist that they change their behavior, that they stop treating this crash site, this tragedy, as a kind of importuning of them, that in some sense or another they've been inconvenienced by it. They've been very quick to set up a line of security around it, and they have interfered with some of the investigators coming. They have interfered with some of the people coming to deal with the bodies. It's not clear what is going to happen to some of the bodies or what has already happened to some of them. And at the very minimum, without admitting the accusation of complicity or perhaps greater responsibility in what happened, that Putin could make representations to these people that they should cooperate more with the international organizations that are trying to deal with the tragedy.
But, Ron, you are hearing the escalation in rhetoric even more from some of the Republicans in the United States. Here's Senator McCain, John McCain, speaking with Fox's Sean Hannity shortly after the plane was shot down.
It's just been cowardly. It's a cowardly administration that we've failed to give the Ukrainians weapons with which to defend themselves.
What's the politics of this? Are Republicans going to be with the president as he notches up the rhetoric against Russia, or are they pushing for him to do more? Or how is that going?
If we were to take John McCain at face value, Jeremy, I think we would have to say the Republicans would support greater weapons provision to the Ukraine government, to Kiev. And if that is going to be the next step, maybe not the next immediate step, but an eventual step supported perhaps by the Europeans, who still have to step up to the full economic sanction responsibility, if you will. If we expect that that will be the next step taken by the West, one would think that given the things that John McCain has been saying, John McCain would be with the president in supporting greater weaponry. And we have heard, for example, from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, still in the news very much, still in the political conversation very much, that she would support sending some greater assistance to Kiev. Now, what exactly that would consist of is not clear, and it is clear in the polls that most Americans do not want the United States to get more deeply involved in the military conflict in Ukraine.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Ron, and that is the crisis along the border in this country with Mexico and these tens of thousands of young people who have crossed the border illegally into the United States. It's a very difficult topic in Washington. President Obama has asked for a lot of money from Congress to help deal with this. Is there any chance that they're going to give him that before they leave town for the month of August?
Not the full $3.7 billion that the president has asked for, but it is possible that they will give some amount of money to deal with the immediate crisis of providing for these children and also for the judicial process that is supposed to take place before they return to their home countries or before they're allowed to stay in the United States. There is supposed to be a parsing of this under the law that was passed in 2008 that has been a magnet for many of these children to come here or for their parents to send them here. And that was a law that said that because of some of the sex trafficking that had been going on with children along the border, that children coming to the United States, not from Mexico or Canada, but from countries further down into Central America, were to be given special consideration in our usual immigration adjudication.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. And a program note, by the way, tomorrow on Morning Edition, Steve Inskeep will be talking more with Senator Marco Rubio about immigration. Tune in for that. Ron Elving, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you both.